Hello, good morning. It's your Intercom Public Affairs show. I'm your host, Nudia Hernandez, and I'm super excited to talk about this. Everyone knows life is beautiful. If you live in Vegas, you know about it. And we actually have the CEO in here, Justin Weniger. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me. Good. It's awesome to be here.
No, no problem. And, you know, the reason you may be wondering why we have the CEO of Life is Beautiful in here is because something very interesting, I just found this out, is that Life is Beautiful actually has special causes every year. You guys partner up with organizations and charities to benefit, you know, other sources beyond just the music festival. Yeah. So could you tell us more about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, you know, Life is Beautiful was founded and exists as a mechanism to shift the perspectives of the people within our community and to inspire and empower the younger people, the younger generations within this community, create a sense of connectivity and culture. So every year we really lean into, you know, trying to find ways to have a direct impact using the resources that we have to make an impact on the city and the world around us, by either, again, shifting the perspectives of the people within the community and the people around the world that we're able to reach at this point, but also having a very real effect on the individuals within the community. So we do that in a number of different ways. You know, obviously, having a festival called Life is Beautiful, we think it's great that you and I are having this conversation right now, and I imagine the words Life is Beautiful will be repeated over and over and over again, and people will hear that over and over again, and there's people running around the city right now saying, did you see the Life is Beautiful lineup? Did you get your tickets to Life is Beautiful? Are you going to Life is Beautiful? I'm going to Life is Beautiful today, and like just getting that in people's you know, vernacular is I think very important. At the same time, we've had a pretty significant impact on the downtown community, and we see that as something where people can now come together around something, right, where it doesn't matter where you work or where you're from or what side of town you live on. Like there's something central where there's a sense of pride and a sense of community and culture around what's being built in downtown Las Vegas. Certainly not to say that's all the doing of Life is Beautiful, but I think this
that
overall,
a huge part, huge role.
Yeah, it's played a pretty decent role in it, but really we're just kind of a conduit to a lot of the voices of what is a really incredible community in Las Vegas, you know, and if we can help amplify that, then we're doing our job. So I guess a little more specifically, you know, we've always looked at opportunities of when we're working with an artist or when we're working with brand partners or anyone from around the country, around the world that's coming in to want to be part of what we're doing. We're really challenging, we're really pushing to make sure that we're always keeping that mission out in front. Mm-hmm. There's two things, you know, we're always going to put our customer first. We always want to make sure our customer has a great time. And we always want to make sure that, you know, we're having a positive impact on the world around us. So, you know, we're investing hundreds of thousands of dollars into public art in downtown Las Vegas. We've seen that over the course of time, the more art that we put up, the more crime goes down, the more walkability exists, and the more you see now people pushing strollers through downtown Las Vegas. Like that was unthinkable 6 years ago, you know, and going into the seventh year of the festival now, we're really pretty happy with some of the progress we've made. And we also know it's just the beginning, you know, so... just really excited and you know, blessed to have the opportunity to get up and work on something like this every day.
Yeah, and like you said, this is the seventh year of Life is Beautiful, but you said every year you've had initiatives and every year you've donated or collected money or like had certain things that were charitable connected with the festival.
Yeah.
So what do you have going on this year? What partnerships do you have?
Yeah, so this year there's a few announcements that I guess I'm talking about them now. So there's more details to come out on some of these things. But one big one that we're really excited about is we're working with the Mayor's Fund. So for those that aren't familiar with the Mayor's Fund, it's pretty incredible what the city is doing. And there's some really passionate, inspired people and Dr. Lisa Hibbler and Allie Haynes that are working on public art every day, are working on what we can do to help inspire younger people in our community. So we're making contributions now to the Mayor's Fund, and the idea is that you know, those funds are going to go towards more public art, because you're going to see our ability to create more public art in downtown Las Vegas and the surrounding areas, as well as education initiatives and ways to inspire the youth. So we're really excited about that, excited to see that come to life. Additionally, almost as a part of that and a part of that overall education initiative, we're partnering with Chance the Rapper, has a foundation out of Chicago called Social Works.
Yeah, I've heard of it. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And there's
but you said they've only done stuff in Chicago, so this is like the first time they're gonna do something out of that city.
Yeah, this is so Chance the Rapper, you know, he's headlining the festival on Friday night. He's the first person to ever play the festival three times, and also the first ever returning headliner. You know, so now he's headlined the festival twice, and we did that because he just stands for so much more. And when you see the work that he's done in his community, you've seen what it's meant to him and how much he's given back to the people that have mentored him and helped him out and want to now do the same thing for people in his community. He's got some great partners in social works that we got to spend a lot of time with. And we're really fortunate to have a partnership with them now where we're going to, you know, there's two major initiatives that they run with there. One is called Open Mic, and we're going to look to bring that to Las Vegas, and details on that will come out soon. And the other is called Mind State of Mind, which is all about mental health awareness and, you know, overall positivity and helping people when they're struggling. So there'll be two things that we partner with this year, and we'll do some things leading up to, during, and around the festival while that's happening. And then finally, we have, you know, obviously there's a lot going on with the climate, and we want to help create some awareness on you know, what we can do to protect the future of the younger generations and what's to come next. So we partnered this year with Sierra Club, which is an incredible group out of San Francisco. I think they've been around for 125 years. Their overall mission is really like to do this. We need everybody, you know, and it's, we at Life is Beautiful, like, you know, we kind of have this thing where we're like, you know, life is beautiful and it's now up to us to keep it that way. You know, yeah. So there's this natural alignment between us and Sierra Club. So we're going to be doing a big interactive art exhibit in the middle of the festival that is really going to blow people's minds. And the goal around that is we're just going to show people like this is what we're protecting, right? And then here's how you can take action with here's little actions that you can take every day that will help protect that.
To benefit the environment.
Exactly, to benefit the environment for generations to come, you know, because regardless of where you stand on the issue, if we don't do the right thing by the planet,
yeah.
You know, it's our responsibility to leave it better for the people to come after us.
That's amazing. And so those are some of the three big initiatives or partnerships that you have going on this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard stories of like amazing things that have happened years before. Yeah. Like you had told me before we started about this thing that happened with Imagine Dragons 2 years ago. Could you share it for everyone else?
Yeah, honestly, it was, it was one of the highlights of my career, and I've been at this for a long time. A few years back, we were able to partner with VH1 Save the Music and Toyota to give a grant to Clark County School District to help keep music education in schools. So as a thank you, the Clark High School marching band learned Radioactive and invited us in to play, just invited the festival and Toyota and VH1 Save the Music in to... While we were presenting them a check, they were going to play us Radioactive, and they did. And it was incredible. And I still get chills even thinking about that portion of it. But then as a thank you back to them, Imagine Dragons were so gracious to show up and behind the curtain. You know, we had opened the curtain, and there's the four of them sitting there ready to do a three-song acoustic set, which I think, if I recall correctly, turned into about a 55-minute full concert.
Oh my gosh.
Happened in the middle of school there at Clark High School. And to see the look on the kids' faces, to see what it meant to the band, to see what it meant to the community, you know, it was just honestly incredible. So every year we try to do some things to make an impact, to focus on education, to focus on inspiring the younger generation. Our feeling is that the next Jeff Bezos is probably sitting in a classroom somewhere right now thinking of, you know, what they can do to fix education or healthcare or any of these things that are problems in the world. And we just want to help give them a nudge, you know, and because it doesn't, I'm sure that person doesn't look like Jeff Bezos. It's probably a young woman that's in a classroom somewhere that wants to do something spectacular to change like the direction of her life and the life of the people around them. So if we can be a bit of a positive beacon, if we could use music and art and culture to inject that into the foundation of a community and see what grows from within that, then we've done something meaningful with our platform.
That's amazing. And so I just think it's so awesome that since the festival has started, it's always been a core value of your company to do this, you know, to have that charitable, you know, like attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And was that your idea or was that always important to you?
I mean, I think it's always just been at the ethos of the festival. I think that every person that you know, I'm honestly humbled every day that I show up to work and get to work with the people I do, because, you know, there's a big portion of the team is born and raised in Las Vegas, and they're doing this for the right reasons, and they're passionate about it. And it's not easy, you know, producing the event that we produce. We're going to, you know, take over something like 18 city blocks of downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's insane. If you've never been to Life Is Beautiful, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
You have to be ready, but it's so much fun. And it's so crazy how it literally, you take over the entire downtown and you kind of like, it kind of transforms,
yeah.
You know? And so it's amazing that we have this festival in our city and people come from all over the country mm-hmm. to come and be a part of Las Vegas, because it's really a Las Vegas experience.
By doing that, you have 3 days, like we're kind of turning this downtown Irma Core. You have 3 days that we're able to turn the city into this almost like idealistic version of what it could be.
Yes.
Like imagine a world where we just had music in the streets all the time and artists from around the world painting murals and
it's
people
so
sharing
beautiful.
Ideas
yeah.
and you know, up and coming chefs like being able to showcase like what they do, and then people grabbing food and sitting around a table and having conversations about things that matter, you know, and connecting. Like there's one of my favorite moments from the festival was a few years back, J. Cole, you know, that was, gosh, what album was he on at that time? But he came out and rather than end with like one of like the big hits, he kind of had this moment where he was like, hey, life's beautiful. Like I've always wanted, like I had this vision. I always want to try something. Like, can everyone do me a favor right now? Can everyone just put their arm around the person next to him? Aww. And just take 2 seconds to do that? And everyone did. And he stopped and he grabbed the camera guy and he was like, cameraman, like come get a shot of this. Like, this is a thing that the world isn't seeing right now, but this is the thing that the world, like this is stuff that's not on TV, but this is what the world needs to see. I see black, I see white, I see Christian, I see Muslim, I see gay, I see straight, I see, and he went on this thing and everyone just kind of looked at each other and was like, yeah, we're here and we're together and we're in this for the right reasons. And it was the power of music, the power of arts that brought people together that made that a special moment in downtown Vegas. Like, honestly, why doesn't that exist all the time? You know,
yeah.
Why is it only limited to 3 days? Like, why is the world not like that? Just why do we not always have artists and things happening, you know, painting murals in our streets? And if we can get to that, I think the world's a better place, you know, and if people are using the platform they have to do the right thing for the people around them, I think we all get incrementally better very quickly.
Yeah, and the thing that I thought, because I think last year was the first time I had been to Life is Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I found amazing was that a lot of the retailers downtown, they're still open.
Yeah.
Like you could still walk into a bar. I don't want to name
specific. Yeah, yeah.
You could still walk into a bar and you're like, I come here every Friday night, but it's like open during Life is Beautiful. That's insane.
Yeah.
So is that really important as well to get the revenue for these local businesses as well?
Yeah.
Downtown?
According to, there's studies that the LVCVA does every year, and I think we're close to about $300 million of economic impact that we've had for the city of Las Vegas. So that's people coming in from all over the world that are then, you know, and it's great that downtown has actually grown a lot and you know, most of the weekends are busy, you know, but there was a time where Life is Beautiful weekend was really, you know, very, very, very meaningful to people's like overall revenue for a year and like keeping them in business in some ways. So we're just super happy and fortunate and proud that we've been able to, you know, to build something that has had an impact on small businesses, both from a, you know, short-term revenue perspective, but also just in overall awareness and people coming in from all over the world and seeing like, wow, downtown Las Vegas is cool. You know what I mean? And Las Vegas has
so
this edgy, cool cultural thing happening here that they might not have realized otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I tell people a lot. I was so surprised because I only moved here a couple of years ago, but mm-hmm. to find that there's so much culture downtown, like, that's where the scene is. That's where the cultural scene is. And it's so cool and awesome to be a part of that. But it's also really cool to find out that this huge festival also is very important to Life is Beautiful to impact the future generation.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have this top secret installation you can't really tell us about. I know you can't give us details, so I won't ask you too much about it.
Even if I tried, I couldn't explain it. It's so over the top that I would butcher it. So
but
I'll let you come see it.
A lot of the time, Life is Beautiful is like you feel like a kid in a candy store. Because I know when I went, it was just like there's all these art installations all over the place.
Yeah.
Like even in these bars that are open all the time, like they look different because there's special things inside and you're just like, you feel like you're on a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So where could people find out volunteer information, buy tickets, things like that.
Yeah, lifeisbeautiful.com. There's everything everything you need to know is on there. And,
not sold out yet?
It's getting close. But yeah, everything's on there.
Yeah, you want to get your tickets fast because if you wait till the last minute, it's going to be a hot mess for you.
Right.
So thank you again. We have the CEO of Life is Beautiful in here with us. We talked about some amazing programs you guys have going on. Is there information up on your website about these partnerships?
Yeah, a lot of them will be rolling out, and you'll see a lot of that information come out. You'll see specifics on some of these. These art installations and open life.
There's a few details you couldn't tell us.
Yeah.
Still top secret.
Still top secret, but it'll all roll out in the next couple of weeks. So just keep checking on the website or follow us on social. It's all the handles are at Life is Beautiful.
Awesome. And so when is Life is Beautiful, by the way?
September 20th. 29 days, but who's counting?
Yeah, we got to be ready. So thank you again so much for being here with us.
Amazing. Thanks for having me.